I had a very difficult decision on would we do something from Chelek Zayin in Oyer V'Yishi from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Charlap, or would we continue on with Perek Aleph? I'm not, that's a Chelek Aleph in the the volume that we normally do. And I decided on the latter, because it's a very, the truth is there are a number of very nice things that we'll do in Chelek Zayin, but I think most of them would take a bit more time. And this one is also very, very important, and halavai, if we could finish it, even though it's a little bit of a long piece, but I think we maybe can try to squeeze it in over here. It comes out with a certain direction to tshuva, as I mentioned, I think, last week, or was it 2 weeks ago? So let's start with that piece right now. It's Ois Yud Gimel, Perek Ches, Ois Yud Gimel. And in the old edition, it's page Kuf Samech Dalet. Does anybody have the new edition to tell us where it is? Yeah, you, Shmuel, what page is it on the new edition?
Yud Gimel is
Reish Aleph. Reish Aleph in the new edition? Okay. Reish Aleph in the new edition. Habchira. Yeah, what's that?
Are you still meant to
miss me? No, I'm not going to. Thanks for asking. Okay. So the Rambam made a comment, which I'll just read to you. I'll just turn to it. In the part that we read so far, in dealing with Bechira, he wrote, after explaining the idea of Bechira, that all Bechira is completely given over to man, and Mipi Elyon Loy Teitze Arois Vatoiv, that no, just 1 minute, I'm just want to take the phone out of here. Hold on a minute, sorry. So after the Rambam says, right, he said, "Mipi yoin leitzei hois vatoiv," the pasuk in Eicha. He says that the rois are the meisim roim, and the toiv are the meisim toivim. Va'amar she'Hashem Yisborch eino gozer al ha'adam la'asot ra'otov. It's on page Lamed Hey, towards the bottom of the page in the old edition. So he says Hashem doesn't decree on the person to do good or to do bad or good. And then he says, "Va'chasha inyan ken," being that that's the case, ראוי לאדם להתעונן ולבכות על מה שעשה מן החטאים והעבירות אחר שפשע ברצונו. So being that that's the case, it is appropriate for the person to be very saddened and cry over what he did as per sins and averus and transgressions that he transgressed and against the will of Hashem. ואומר, and it says in Eicha, מה יסעונן אדם חי גבר על חטאיו? ואחר כן שב אמר, and then it says, שרפואת זה החולי בידינו, the cure for this illness is in our hands. כי כמו שפשענו בבחירתנו, the same way we, you know, we did averus with our בחירה, with our free choice, כן לנו לשוב ממעשינו הרעים, so too, it is up to us to repent from our evil deeds. ואמר אחר כך, and then it says after that, נחפש דרכינו מכוירו ונשוב עד השם, we'll search our paths and investigate them and we'll return to השם, נישא לבבינו לכפיים אל קהל בשמיים. And obviously this is the yisoid of tshuva, right here in this parak, the Rambam says that's the immediate tozaah, the immediate outcome of what it means that we have full bechira, is that we have to feel very bad about our actions and thus and then, you know, cry over them and do tshuva. So on this was in the, we read it, you know, it's already been a while since we read it inside the Rambam, but it was in Perek Shemini. Okay, In the old, I only can tell you where it is in the old text. I mean, you have the old, the new ones. I don't know what to tell you what page it is, but
he's reading from the Rambam itself, not from the
Yeah, I read from the Rambam there. So these lines that I just read is what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is going to be focused on in this letter, in this Ois that we're going to do today. Ois Yud Gimel. Habechira, now I'm reading from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's own words. Habechira hekifa be'emet mitchila et kol ha'yetzur kulo. Free choice, free will, really encompassed at the beginning the entire creation. The kolanim tzavo and everything that's found in it. Like Chazal said, we mentioned this 2 weeks ago. Kol ma'ase bereishit le'da'atan nivru'u. All the creations were created with their own das, meaning like according to their own will. Umefarish Rashi explains shakadosh baruch hu nimlach im ma'ase bereishit. Hakadosh baruch hu, he took. You know, he asked all the different creations, is this good for you? What do you want? Each thing chose the tafkid it would serve, the purpose it would serve, the purpose it would fill in the universe. The inanimate chose to be inanimate, to fill that purpose that the inanimate fills in this world. Same thing with the organic, the animal, and man. Each one according to the purpose and the position that he accepted upon himself. We've already written, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, that the fulfilling of the tafkid, the fulfilling of the purpose, is the specific revelation of some of the ability and the malchus of Hashem, right? Every single thing that's revealed in this world is another gilui of Hashem's koach and Hashem's malchus. Ukemochen, and similarly, kol uma v'uma bachara b'tafkida ra'uila. Every nation chose its appropriate tafkid in the world. Ulam Yisrael, am kedosho, lakhu la'atzmam et ha'tafkid yoter kadosh v'yoter niskav. However, it's the Jewish people, the holy, right, his holy nation, that took for themselves the most holy and the most exalted tafkid, legalot shem Hashem v'laharitzo, to reveal the name of Hashem and to praise it and make it great. V'chein legalot kvod malchusoy al kol ha'olamim, and also to reveal the glory of his kingship on all the worlds. Ubishvil zehem am hanivchar, and it's because of that that they are the chosen people. Ki Yaakov bachar lo ka Yisrael lisgulato. Rak shekol hayitzur hayta bechiratam. So this is all from the beginning creation. Every single prat and every single nation was all created with their own will. They had like bechira in how and what tafkid they would fulfill in this world. Rak shekol hayetzur hayta bechiratam rak bereishit hayitcholelut. However, all creations, their bechira was only at the beginning of the creation. Umeaz elem od bechira. It was a one-time thing. Since then, they don't have bechira. Zulat Yisrael, with the exception of the Jewish people, מצד התקשרותם ואהבתם להשם אלוקי ישראל, הם בא לבחיר אל העולם. Due to their binding and loving Hashem, the God of Israel, they are forever בא לבחיר. Which it really seems to say, and we've said this in the past in a similar way, is that the Bechira that we have really is an extension of Hashem's own Bechira. And because we are bound to Him, we merit to tap and tap into that Bechira. Our Bechira really flows forth from that Chelek Hashem, right? That Chelek Eloka Mimal. It's the fact that we are part of Hashem in a certain sense, that we are able to have that Bechira. Now, The obvious question is, what about the other nations? He's going to do that in another, the next line. Ve'im yesh bechira etzel acherim. And if we find bechira by others, hey lemala etzel malachim malo, whether it's by the angels above, because we do find a concept of bechira by them as well, even though in general we say that they're omdim and they don't really choose, but on the other hand we do find this idea of bechira by malachim. There's a story where the malachim got punished because they acted not with the Ratzon of Hashem. So if we find bechira by angels, hein lamata b'shara amim, or down below by other nations, right? Other nations have bechira, like we know the Rambam by Paro, by Nineveh, they had bechira. Paro lost the bechira, but he originally had bechira. Hakol hu miyad Yisrael. Then it's all for anyone that just joined. So it's Perek. We're doing the Meimarom Perek Ches Ois Yud Gimel. Continuing on, so. What we just said is, the Rabbi Yaakov Moshe said that all of the creation had Bechira when being created, but since then, since that first time Bechira, only Klal Yisrael has Bechira, and the Bechira that we find by Malachim or by other nations, Hakol hu miyad Yisrael, it's all coming from the hand of the Jewish people. Shekashem shem notnim tokef lemalachim lomar kedusha. The same way the Jewish people give the Malachim the strength to say Kedusha, like we say, right? So the Sfarim say that really it's Klal Yisrael, and sort of Chazal, that the Malachim have to wait for us in order to say Kedusha. So the same way we give them the Koach to say Kedusha, we also give them that Bechina of Bechira. He doesn't extend and explain the part of the nations, but I would suggest that that once we give the Malachim Bechira, so we know that every nation has a Malach who's its minister. So I would suggest that that's how the nations also have Bechira, is they take from the Bechira of their Sar, their minister, right? Their minister angel gives them the Koach of Bechira, so that ultimately that Bechira of the nations also comes from the Jewish people. I think that's probably what he is, what he was saying here. Shem sheYisrael heima ikal baBechira, and the same way the Jewish people are the main, as far as Bechira goes, that the source, the main of the Bechira, Kein Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaNevuah, so to the land of Israel, the land of prophecy, Hu HaMakom Shel HaBechira, is the place of Bechira. Haminavat et bechiratam in a makom ahu asher yivchar Hashem, that flows, its bechira flows from the place, that place that Hashem chose, v'shebeshvil ze nikra beta bechiran, which is because of that the Beis HaMikdash is called the house of choice, the Beis HaBechira, v'chol ma shemedabkim atzmam yoter b'kdushat Yisrael v'kdushat Eretz Yisrael l'makom bet chayenu, and the more they attach themselves to the holiness of the Jewish people and the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, and the place of Beis Chayenu, meaning the Beis HaMikdash, Yoter mitkachim b'kdushat ha-bchira, they become more sanctified, they become, right, with the kedusha of free choice. Liyot davuk b'chei olamim, to be cleaving to the, attached to the life source of all the worlds, Baruch Hu, ha-bochel ba-Torah v'Moshe avdo v'Yisrael amo, the one who chose the Torah and Moshe his servant and the Jewish people his nation, uvenivei haemet vatzedek, and in the prophets of truth and justice, yivcha lanu es nachlasenu es gaon Yaakov asher ahev sela. So the more we, and it sounds like the Goyim as well, the more anyone is going to attach themselves to the Kedusha of the Jewish people, to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and to the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, the more you attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and thus bring into yourself more Kedusha of Bechira. Umipnei sheratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu shekol ha-yetzuv ha-nimtza bo yeh b'bechira, and since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the whole creation and everything in it Everything in existence in it is going to be with Bechira. Hayaseder Abri'ah. This is unbelievable chiddush what he says here. The order of the creation was Shemitchila otzi min ha'efes ha'muchlat yisod dak ma'od. That originally what he took out of nothingness, right? We know the Bri'ah is yesh me'ayin, is something from nothingness. What he took out from the absolute nothingness first was yisod dak ma'od, was a very subtle element, right? Foundation. V'hu anikra chomer yuli, that's what's called the primitive material, which was all just one, a oneness of material without any differentiation within it. And after he founded that material, that physicality, he brought out of that everything. And then he clothed the different tsurot, which are the forms. You know, he clothed the forms with those, that material. And he was metaken them. The forms are meaning the bechinas of neshamas, the bechinas of nefashas. It's the spiritual aspect. And the way the Ramban explains this at the beginning of Parshas Bereishis. So in other words, the yisod that the Ramban says, and by the way, this can be found in Netzach Yisrael of the Maral, and in others far, Netzach Yisrael Maral is Perek, again, Perek Beis or Gimel. But this was a very big yisod, specifically in Kabbalah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't initially create the multitude of physical beings that we see today, but rather he created a oneness, a material of oneness, a physical oneness, so, right? Without any tsura to it, it's just a simple chomer, a simple material. And from that simple material, he brought out differentiation and started to, you know, clothe different forms through that material. But it started with that first initial material.
That would include light.
What's that?
That would include light from the original material.
No, light. No, the light is not. If anything, the light. Light is a little bit complicated because there's spiritual light and there's physical light, but the light that we see at the beginning of Bereishis, which obviously is the physical light, but apparently even on that physical light, it's very, very spiritual. The reason we refer to spirituality, the Sifrei Kabbalah specifically, refers to spirituality as Oyr or Oyrus, lights, is because light is the most non-physical aspect of the physical world. It seems that it's also somewhat of a bridge to the physical world, being that it's the highest bechina of physicality. It obviously attaches to the lowest, that's the rule, is the highest of the physical always attaches to the lowest of the spiritual. The reason I'm saying that is because the Sefer Zohar Chadash, which is a part of the Zohar, makes a diuk in the pasuk, Yihi Or, let there be light. So you never find Vayehi Or, and there was light. You don't find that Hashem created light. It never says that. By other things, right, it says Hashem made, Hashem created, different Lashon is a creation. Here he just said, let there be light. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Yehi Or Shekvar Haya, let the light that already was be. In other words, before the Tzimtzum, before he constricted himself and created the vacancy which he would eventually create the world in, he withdrew the light, and now he was saying, okay, let the light come back in. That's the way the Zohar explains it. So since we learned that pasuk to refer to the physical light, so of course we then have Chazal, who says that initial light was the Or HaGanuz. After 36 hours, he hid that light. He concealed that light after Shabbos. And it won't be revealed till Latid Lavo, till the future. But it seems that what light we have is like the residue of that initial Or HaGanuz. That's what it would seem to be. Okay, so in any case, so there's this initial material, and on that, the Abraham goes to town. V'hine Asar HaGadol, Moreno Rabbi Yitzchak Abravanel Zal. Tzavachaze. He screamed on this Ramban, on this Yisoid. Delama lana lomakach. Why should we have to say such a thing? What, you can't believe that Hashem created the whole Metzius straight, like the way we see it, from nothing? He had to go through the stage of process where he had to first make the material and then from that material make a whole bunch of different things. Why do you have to come on to that? Ulam alo gam adonenu ish elokim aran arizal beitz chaim sharabia me'amet ivri kodesh shel rambana in sham. But the levaisa, the Arizal, also learns like the Ramban. So he says, Av Yisod HaDavar, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe answers up this question. It's a very beautiful answer. He says, the Yisod of the matter is, Mitzad HaBechira, Shirotza Kach, Lihimalech, Im Kol Maise Bereshis, Sheyivchiru B'Yitziratam U'V'Tafkidam. He wanted to allow, to take counsel, to discuss with all the creations, how they want to be created, what tafkid they will choose. Lezer yatzorech mikodem lahavot et hachomer yuli shebo haya kolu kol ma'aseh bereishis. So for that, he needed to first, there was a necessity, to first bring the primitive material into being, in which was included all the ma'aseh bereishis. And now that they're all here, they're not in a fleshed out, but they're all, the potential of all of them is here. Venim lachimahem. Now he was able to discuss with them. He was able to ask each bechina that was included in that oneness. He was able to ask, all right, how do you want to be created? What purpose do you want to serve? And that's the point of that two-step process that the Ramban and that the Arizal learn, right? That first he made this Chomer Yuli, this primitive matter, and only then created, in order to allow for Bechira, that all the parts of the creation would have a choice in how they're going to be created. The Yatza cannot... Yeah.
The Yuli was uniform, right?
The Yuli was uniform.
Uniform.
Yes.
So where's the differentiation of that?
Very good. The different. Yeah. It didn't yet exist in that form, but they all were there in an undifferentiated form, right? They're all there in a potential state, but it's there. And then they're asked, how do you want to, for example, you take a fetus before it's full developmental, before it's developed, it's different Evarim. Everything is there, just in a potential state. And at that potential state, Hashem said to you guys, okay, listen, how do you want to be created? What purpose do you want to serve in this world? That's what he's saying. Okay? It's there. It's just not yet manifested. It's not yet brought to what it's going to be. And this really, you know, brings beautiful light the correctness of the words of Chazal, that all of the creations were created with their das. Now, since the bechira has been only in the hands of man, there's two. This is where we start to tap into Asay Simei Tshuva, Tshuva in general. There are two types of Bechiras. Two types of Bechiras, very important. Achat Klalit, one is a general Bechira. V'hi livcho be'etzem atov. That's to choose the etzem of the good. V'achat pratim shebocheh livcho b'mchol ma'aseh shel tov. And one is the details, the specifics, to choose on every single action of good, to choose every single action of good. In other words, he's going to explain a little. Let's see. Haklaliti biikar baklaliut. The general bechira is primarily just in the generals. Sheyeh noter rak letov rachok mikol ra. That he should be leaning to only good and distance from all bad. Veze ba, and how do you get that? In other words, let's just translate this into ours, right? I have a general bechira that, let's start from the bottom. I want to be frum. right? I want to. Does that mean in the pratim every single thing you're going to do is going to be right, or that you're not going to fall? No, it doesn't mean. That's the bechira pratis. I want to be a tzaddik. I want to live on a different plateau than the standard from person. That's a bechira klalis. I want to be, you know, whatever it is. I want to be a huge Baal Chesed. I want to be a huge, whatever it is. I want to be a huge Parush. I want to be whatever your Bechira, but it's a general decision that I want to go in a specific direction. I want to lead my life in a specific way, right? Or I should say that specific, in a general way, right? In a general, specific way. But that's the general decision. Then, of course, and in order to do that, we'll see, you're going to have to lead your life in a way, or you're going to have to bring yourself to that type of situation where in general you're going to be on that good path. You're going to be tending to go in that good way. But then, of course, there's the details, and that is going to be a separate bechira on every single prat and every single detail that the person does. Now, the general bechira, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, ze ba al yidei ribui amal al malbu'e ha-tahara v'kdusha v'ahava misura l'kol kodesh l'ashem l'toratov l'amo. That comes through much toil and effort over the wellsprings of purity and holiness and love that's dedicated, given over to anything holy, to Hashem, to His Torah, and to His people. V'yishtadlut nimretzet li'himatzei tamid ba'adinut ruach. And the, I forgot how to translate into English, nimretza. It's, anybody have a good word for that? It's on the tip of my tongue. I just can't.
Amazing effort.
What's that?
Amazing effort.
Okay, the amazing effort. Fine. There's another word I just can't think of. Okay. The huh?
Yeah.
Enthusiastic.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Enthusiastic hishtadlus, to continuously be found with a adinut, a subtlety of spirit, meaning, right, a high level of spirit, ubitziurim romemim v'na'alim, and with exalted and lofty or high pictures, ad shekol ha'ra'ot lo yimatzu klal bo makom l'geshet alav, to the point that no bad things or no evil things are going to be have a place to approach him. You know, when you put yourself in a certain situation, they say sometimes, you know, this is like I've said to people in the workforce, especially with women, but it's true with anybody. There are different nisyonos that can come up in the workforce, if it's around appropriate or inappropriate relationships between men and women, or inappropriate comments and things like that. But it's really up to the person. If the person conveys a certain Yerushimayim, a certain seriousness, a certain look, then people usually don't start up with those people. It creates a certain aloofness, a certain distance, which is a healthy distance. And then the work relationship will remain a work relationship and won't go out of bounds. Usually, when something has gone wrong, it's because the person did not make that bechira klalus, did not present themselves in that way where people realize, like, no, this person is very, very from, very dedicated to Hashem. This is not somebody and not even because of scared. It's just there's a certain natural respect, there's a certain natural, you know, border that a person has around him based on how he portrays himself to other people. This is true not just in the workforce, it's true anywhere, the base medrash. There are people that others will have no problem coming over to them to speak idle talk in the base medrash in the middle of learning time. Bechlal in the base medrash is a problem. But there are other people that everyone knows that they're big masmidim and they're makman. They're not even gonna try. Not because somebody said to them something. No, he's a serious guy. I'm not going, it's a natural thing, you're not going over to him. That's like kala rois limatsu klal bo makom legeshet alav. You create around yourself a certain bubble that the rois just don't. They're much less likely to get anywhere near you. V'abchira pratiti והבחירה הפרטית היא שמוסר עצמו לשקול כל פרט ופרט במשקל מיוחד אם הוא לטוב, אם הוא לרע. The specific בחירה is that he gives himself over. He gives himself to weigh every single detail with a special b'mishkal miuchad, with a special weight. Im hu l'tov, im hu l'ra, is it good, is it bad? V'af al pi sh'abechira pratit lasim ayin al kol devar b'yichud, hu l'chora aruva yoter b'tucha. And even though the bechira pratis, the individual bechira, to pay attention to everything in a specific way, seems to be a more secure plan how to live. Because those who serve only in a general on the klalos, they serve or they work only on building their general will, they're not so secure, they're not so safe from the stumbling of the details. It's very likely that there will be a certain hiding of the eye, that he won't even know that he was nichshol, that he fell on something. I'll give an example. A person might be very, very dedicated to Hashem in his heart, and he might learn high svarim or whatever it is, but if he doesn't spend time learning halacha and analyzing his actions, am I doing things in the halachically correct way, he's going to clearly make mistakes. But if his focus is on bechira pratis, he's going to be learning a lot halacha, and he's going to be paying attention all the time, and he won't make those mistakes. So that's on the one hand. So l'chora, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, it would seem that the avoda of the pratit, of the bechira pratit, is the better way to go. Mikol makom, nevertheless, avodat pratim belo avoda klalit. If you're going to just work on the details without the general work, bevadai en le'el yada lavi barcha mipa Yeshua, that for sure will not have the ability to bring blessing and cure salvation. Ki hu yismoch al mishklota v'simateino, because the person is going to rely on his weight and his paying attention on his judgment. Ube'emet kivan shelo amal al Taharat nafsho, but since he didn't put any toil, any labor, over the purity of his soul, alul me'od she'tamid yachia tzla kafe b'tinachon, he's very liable to always decide incorrectly. Ubal yedak yolech kula acharatzat yitzor, without even realizing, without knowing, that he's completely going after the counsel of his yetzahara. And then he'll also be, you know, feel proud of himself. He'll think that, yeah, all his actions are weighed. And so he says, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, one avoda without the other will not rise up, will not be successful. You can't have avodas avoda klalit levad by itself, because you're liable to make a lot of mistakes in the pratim. But you can't have the avodah pratit alone, because again, you're liable to make a lot of mistakes, because you haven't worked the avodah klalit. The avodah klalit, the general avodah, purifies your soul and therefore makes you a better judge. So there's the two aspects. There's the awareness in a certain right, and then there's the awareness, meaning to be aware and to just like analyze your actions and analyze your individual actions. But then there's the ability to analyze them in an accurate way, in a correct way. And that is based on your purity. And that's already based on the avodah klalit. So you need both. Hayesod ha'ikari, the main yesod, the main foundation, ulavodah sdeh klalut, is to work on the field of the general. Limatzeh tamid betara, that the person should always be found in purity. Taharat haguf hanefesh, purity of the body and purity of the soul. V'yikadesh atzmo b'mutalo, and he should sanctify himself, make himself holy with whatever's mutter to him, meaning, right, don't have extra in extras, even if it's mutter, even if it's kosher, right? You're not supposed to over partake in the physical. V'yichle, that's part of kedusha. ויכלול עצמו בטהרתם וקדושתם של ישראל, and he should include himself in the purity and the holiness of the Jewish people, באהבה בלי מצרים, with love, without bounds, right? Unlimited love to the Jewish people, ובאהבת קדושת ארץ חמדה, and with the love of the holiness of the special land, Eretz Yisrael, ובצפיית ישועה עמוקה לגילוי כבודו, and with a profound and deep yearning for the salvation, for the Yeshua, for the revelation of Hashem's glory, binyan Beit HaMikdash, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, b'yas Mashiach Tzidkenu, the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, ve'im zeh yasim eino v'libo, together with that avodah klalit, he should put his eye and heart, gam al kol prat uv prat, also on every detail, ve'gam yu'eino v'libo l'shamayim, and also his heart and his eyes and his heart should be towards the Shemayim, shiyeh be'ozro, that Hashem should help him. He always has to be looking and davening siyata d'shmaya for help from above. Va'al yiten li yitzro la'pilo b'machmarto, and he cannot let his yitzer fall him in his trap. U'bezeh v'day shi'atzliach, and in this way he will for sure succeed. V'Hashem imo, and Hashem with him. Okay, the last paragraph. U'biyichud. And specifically, מי שכבר נכשל בחטאים, whoever has already stumbled in sin, והוא שב אל השם, and he returns to Hashem, does תשובה, שעליו החובה ביותר לשמור על שתי הבחירות. So upon him, right, that person has the obligation even more so to guard the two בחירות. L'taken, right, the general bechira as well as the detailed bechira. L'taken nafsho bichlal, to rectify his soul in general. Lotzia mitumata v'litahara, to take out his soul from the tumah and to purify it. That's one. V'gam ayuna prati al kol prat, and also the individual insight and studying of every detail. Ki aval tshuva. Because the Baal Tshuva, if he's not going to effort to purify his soul in general, and he'll rely only on the avoda of looking at the details, it is certain that the tuma in his soul will continuously make him make mistakes. And therefore the Rambam here, when he speaks on the Inyan of Bechira, that it's in the koach of the person, Omer, he says, these are the lines that we read earlier, and being that that's the case, that man has full Bechira over his actions, whether for good or bad, it's appropriate for the person to be upset, disturbed, sad, and cry over what he has done from the sins, the transgressions, after he has been poshea, he was negligent against the Ratzon Hashem. Ve'omer ma yitonen adam chai gever al chata'a v'chule, ki kamo shepashanu v'chule, right? Ki kamo shepashanu b'bichatenu, the same way we were poshea with our free choice, so too we have the free choice, we have the ability to repent from our evil actions. And it says, so says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, what is he trying to bring with the Va'omer, the second pasuk, that our hearts will raise up, our hearts will raise up to the hands towards Shamayim. So he says, El hajichenu, the Rambam is instructing us, shezkukim l'shtei pu'ulot bechiriyot, we need two types of actions of bechira, litgaber al hachataim, in order, or to, I'm sorry, one is litgaber al hachataim, to overcome the sins, zeh habechira shel lishkol kol prat veprat, that's the bechira of the pratis, which is to weigh each detail. V'gam, but also, lisa levavenu el kapayim el el b'shamayim, to raise up our hearts to Hashem in Shemayim. Hi abchira shel haklal. That's the bechira of the general. Turning to Hashem and asking Hashem and turning our hearts, right? Changing our hearts. That's the general, that's the klal of the person, the bechira klalus. Turning us towards Hashem. Lichaletz mikol masgel. To like break out of any boundary. Litaher v'litkadesh. To become purified and holy. L'manyeh eno v'libo ponim el Hashem elel b'shamayim. That the person's eye and heart should always be turning to Hashem, to the God in Shemayim. So it's a very, very, very important lesson, extremely important, and it's another aspect of the message. I would say the underlying message that I'm always speaking about, and the importance of learning the Pnimius HaTorah, which again, it doesn't necessarily mean Kabbalah, but the deeper Svarim, are very elevating. Different people, as I've said in the past, connect to different types of Svarim. Some might relate and attach themselves and be inspired by the Ramchal, some by the Maral, some by the you know, maybe the Leshem. It could be, you know, the Sifrei Chassidus. Everybody has their own thing, but the common denominator is that there are Svarim out there that attach us to Hashem, teach us about Hashem, teach us about our relationship with Hashem, teach us about our kaiches, what it means to be a Jewish person, what it means to be a person, what it means to these are very, very important things, and they work on level of avodah klalit, of purifying the person's heart. Of course, purifying also means to set your life up in a way where you're going to be pure. Just as an example, right? To avoid being in places that have much pritzis, or avoid being in places that have bad influence, like the Rambam says. The derech is to be drawn after and learn from your environment. So you have to put yourself in an environment, like the Mishnah says, right? You give me all the money in the world, I'm not going to live except in a makam of Torah. That is a general choice, which will put the person in a position to, generally speaking, serve Hashem. But that's not enough. That's not enough. You also need to learn halacha. You need to do a certain cheshbon hanefesh, where you analyze what you did over the course of the day, what you did over the course of the month, over the course of the week, over the course of the year. And analyze how, you know, the details of your life, the details of your actions before you do them and after you did them. And of course, that means that you have to become fluent in halacha. That's why Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said that it's not enough for a Jewish person to learn Arei Chaim. Chai Shemishpat is no less, right? The monetary aspect of life is no less important and in day-to-day usage with others. So you have to do that avodah pratis as well. So we have a lot of work, but we know the Svarim, of course, teach us, the Bali Musa teach us, we can't bite off more than we can chew. We have to go slow, but that is the general instruction. The general direction is that we have to build an avodah pratis by us, which includes, I would say, halacha learning and somewhat of a Musar learning, in the sense of when I say Musar, I mean like analysis of the way you live and of your actions, cheshbon hanefesh. And then, but even more so, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe stresses that the real base of everything is going to have to be the avodah klalis. Because without that, you can analyze from today till tomorrow. But if you haven't purified your nefesh, if you haven't inspired yourself, and you haven't brought yourself closer to Hashem, you haven't worked on your purity and your kedusha, you haven't pulled yourself out of physicality. That's also part of it, right? We said to be kedusha. He says to even from the mutaris, right? Even from what's mutar, like it says in kedushim tiu over there. You have the Rashi and Ramban. What kedusha? That's kedusha is also to eat less, you know, have a little bit less sugar, put one less teaspoon of sugar in your tea. You're already moving in the right direction. Anything where we're sanctifying ourselves, we're taking ourselves a little bit more away from the physical, and bring ourselves a little, that much closer, that much more connected to the Ruchnius. That is the Avodah Klolus that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is talking about over here, and he's really, this is a phenomenal way to shape, I would say, to shape your Avodah, specifically going into Yom Kippur. I would say, in general, the Yom Kippur is the Avodah Klolus. Even though we do, of course, we have the Avodah Pratis as well. But in the Sfarim, it's Mavur, that the essence of Yom Kippur is really that level of Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Is Hashem raises us. He made this day in such a way where it reveals the inner Ratzon of the Jew. And we know that the inner Ratzon of the Jewish person is always just to serve Hashem, be connected to Hashem, like the Rambam, famous Rambam says, Kaifin Oisei Achayomi Reitzani. You hit the guy until he says, I want. Because deep down, says the Rambam, every Yid wants to do what's right. And Yom Kippur really is, Hashem strips us of the physical pleasures. He gives us the five Inuyim in order to take us out of the spiritual, to take us out of the physical, and be Megala our spirituality. It's like, in a certain sense, unmasking us. Unmasking us from the mask which we normally wear, which is the physical, and it confuses us and confuses us from ourselves, and allows us to tap into a level of Ruchnius where we could already announce Baruch Hashem Kvod Malchuso out loud without shame, because we're really like holding there. We're really holding there to, we really feel it on Kippur. And that's what Rabbeinu Shalom really on Yom Kippur. We reach a level of Keser, Alpil Kabbal, or Bina, which is also connected to Keser. It's above all the physicality. It's that innermost point of the Jew, which is pure. So we reach that, really, the Bechira Klolos of every Yid on Yom Kippur, and that's what Hashem looks at. It's such a Chesed, that the last day of Aser Simei Tshuva, when he's going to do the Chatima, he says, you know what? I'm going very deep in. I'm not judging you just based on your actions. I'm judging you also based on, even primarily based on your ratzon. But yes, you still have to proclaim al chet shechatanu, ashamnu. I still want the lip service, because the lip service is more than just lip service. When the Jew says roitza ani, he's being beaten to a pulp. Is that just lip service? No. Says the Rambam, it's not just lip service. Our lip service on Yom Kippur is that roitza ani. When we say Ashamnu al Chet, even if we're not crying, but inside our neshama is crying. Inside, in that deep part of, that Hashem is looking at us, it's crying. And it's real. And that's a gevalde chesed of the Rabbeinu Shalom, to judge us in that type of a way. That's because of his tremendous love to us. I would just add, I maybe have said this in the past, just one tip for Yom Kippur. Don't get caught up with trying to do tshuva, and with trying to cry, and with trying, like, there's a lot of difficulty. When a person is trying too much, he loses it. Yom Kippur has its own weight. You know, Ad Kedei Kach, Rebbe says, it's mechaper without tshuva. Right? There's a certain koach to Yom Kippur where if you just let yourself go and take down the blocks, and take down the thinking about how do I look, how do other people see me, how do I see me, and you just focus on the words and focus on that chesed of Hashem, very likely you will be stirred to an emotional feeling of closeness to Hashem just on its own. Because it's Hashem's doing. It's the day where Hashem just, no satan is on Yom Kippur. HaSatan, there's 364 days of the year that he has control, the Gematria of HaSatan, but 365 he doesn't have. So, it's just my own tip, I would say, just let yourself flow, you know, surf, let yourself glide. And I think that naturally, if you just let yourself, don't get so worked up. I'm just going to say one more thing. I was thinking a lot this year specifically, but in past years as well, we see so many al-chets, and you know, and sometimes you see somebody, halavai, we should be zeichet, to see people crying. It's getting less and less, unfortunately. But you feel like, oh, I'm so terrible. I'm not feeling any emotional movement over here. I don't feel that. So I think you should realize that obviously Chazal didn't think that you're going to be bawling away on every single achachet. The Bali must just say, take one thing, you know, one or two things, because we just can't focus on so much. It's just impossible. So Chazal institutionalized, or wherever it was that institutionalized the davening of these, you know, things, al-chait, whatever. They're giving us a certain map of, you know, that we can find ourselves, a certain framework we can find ourselves within. And the same thing with Hashamnu. But take one thing that you're more focused on and that you can, you know, connect to. I think besides that, the Chazal also just wanted us to do that lip service, like I said before. It's the Reitz Ani. That's the Tzuras HaYayim, is that we are doing what we're supposed to do, which is the five Inuyim. That's the main thing. We're showing Hashem that we're spiritual beings. The words that we're saying as the Reitz Ani is showing Hashem we mean it, even if we have problems. We're unhealthy. And we're not crying on every single Al-Chait. But we want to be healthy. We turn to Hashem and ask Hashem, please help us be healthy in spirituality and in physicality. And Bez Hashem, if we do that, we just let ourselves connect to the day, almost in a certain sense, turn the brain off, and just feel Hashem's kindness, feel Hashem's chesed. I think that's one of the best ways we can go into Yom Kippur and be zeichet to, Lifnei Hashem Titaro, Bez Hashem, we should all have a Gemar Chesim Teva, good Gibben Shiar. And we should really be zeichet to big things. I'll tell you something. One more thing. You'll find this fascinating. It's about Tav Shin Pei Aleph. Somebody pointed out to me that Rizal says a certain kavana that a person is supposed to have by shofar. There's a certain shame. We say in Ana B'Koyach, Kabel Rinas Amcha Sagvenu Tarenu Neira. So the Rashi Tevis is Kuf Resh Ayin, which is Kira, tear, rip open, Satan, the Satan. That is one of the shemes of Hashem. Kira, and then Satan. Those six letters together is one of the shemes of Hashem. It says in the Zohar that shame was used, Arizal speaks about that shame was used to tear open the Yam Suf and bring to the birth of Klal Yisrael. The Arizal says in Shara Kavanot that the shofar blowing, you should picture those letters intertwined with Yud Kei Vav Kei. In other words, Yud Kei Vav Kei with the first word Kira and Yud Kei Vav Kei with the second word Satan. He gives how to do it. I'm not going to go into how to do it, but the gematria of those letters of Kira and Satan with the two Yud Kei Vav Keis is Tav Shin Pei Aleph. It's Tav Shin Pei Aleph. So, the Maisa, it's a shame of Gvura. The name of Kara and the Satan is a shame of Gvura, that Rizal says, which is a little bit scary. The Kriyas Yamsuf was a scary time, a very scary time. And it was it came with some difficulty. But we have the Yud Kei Vav Keis in this case attached to that. The Shefer attaches the Yud Kei Vav Keis, which sweetens the aura of the Gvura. Be'ez Hashem, hopefully this year we'll see. We know we began the year, we're beginning the year with the Gvura very, very clear. Hashem's Yad is very, very clear in bringing Din and Gvura into this world. And Be'ez Hashem, hopefully this year will be Zeicha, that this Tav Shin Pei Aleph, these Shemus are going to be intertwined, the Gvura together with the Chesed, and be Zeicha to, like back then where Am Yisrael was born through Kriyas Yamsuf, we should be Zeicha to be born into the Yemes HaMashiach, the final stage, the final birth of Klal Yisrael, Bez Hashem, this year. B'shah Toiv Mutzlachas. B'shana Toiv Mutzlachas. Okay.
Someone told me that I didn't see that. I don't remember what he said, but there's apparently a Chasam Sofer.